Yeah, hi Paritha, this is Michael from the 7-Step System to pass the TOEFL IBT. So your question is, how do we go about the vocabulary quiz? Are they graded? Do we need to send the answers to your email? Please advise. Okay, perfect. Now, you don't need to send me any answers on this. The vocabulary quizzes are self-study. I don't need to get involved at all at this part of your study. I get involved with you when you do the pronunciation pretest, the writing practice test, and the speaking practice test. So that's enough for me. Okay, let's go to the website for a minute. Okay, I'm going to go click on one of the links to the TOEFL lessons, to the vocabulary stuff. Let's go to lesson 3 first. This is an ebook. Okay, what I would recommend here is when you go to the lesson, what you want to do here is to, I would click on it, and then it in Mozilla Firefox, it says save this link, which means download it. Download it to your desktop, open it up, and then print it. I would print the whole book. It's about 150 pages, and then you can work on it offline. Now, the only thing you can't do offline is listen to the listening. You have part one, for example, has a listening exercise. You actually have to click on that and be online to get that. And also, if you get to the talks, like talk one, to listen to the conversation, you need to click on that talk, right click on it, or just click on it. For example, I'm going to click on talk one of lesson one in the vocabulary, and then it will open it up for you, and you'll get a sound file.
Chapter 1.
See that?
6. Listening practice test.
So you take the practice test and go through the material, and then at the very end, if you look at the very end of lesson 3, the ebook, there's an answer key. There's answers to all of your practice tests, all of your practice exercises, everything. So that's what I would recommend. Number one, print it. Work on it offline except for the listening activities. And then when you need to check your answers, just use the answer key at the back. That's how I would do that. Okay, now let's go to lesson 4. This is probably another question that you might have. So lesson 4 here, it says this is a vocabulary ebook of 1,500 advanced words. So you'll click on that, and this takes you to a, you want to go to a website, My Better TOEFL Scores website. You enter in the password. So you're going to click on the link to take you to the website. And once you do that, you go ahead and enter in the password that I gave you, and that opens it up. Then you put the password, then put submit. Now at this point, you kind of have the same thing you had before, but this time, this is actually quite an extensive list here. You'll notice where it says protected TOEFL vocabulary lesson 4, you have these links. Each link, you can right click on it and you can save it. Which means with this one, you can actually download all of the audio files, the PDF files, everything. And probably what you need to do is, what I would recommend here is go ahead and right-click Save Link As and create a folder on your desktop, and you can download all of these files into that folder. I would create 3 folders. The first folder is vocabulary list of 500 words A through E. Then you can download into that folder that file and all the audio files. And then you can download quiz 1, 1 through 150, quiz 151 to 300, quiz 301 to 400, quiz 401 to 500, the final exam, and also the answer key. So that will be one folder for you. Then the second folder you'll create, it's called vocabulary list of 500 words E through P. It's the same thing. You have 500 different audio, not audio files, but you have 500 words on audio files. You want to right click and save link and download those all into your next folder. And then you have all of your quizzes, quiz 1 through 150, quiz 151 to 300, quiz 301 to 400, and quiz 401 to 500, then your final exam 1 through 500, and then your answer key. You're going to download all of this into that answer key. And then finally, you have your third folder, which will be vocabulary list of 500 words P through Z. You have your audio files, you have all of your quizzes, which is over 500 test questions, and then you have your answer key. Underneath that, you have some idiom videos that you can download. You have some additional grammar type videos to help you with your grammar. Those are kind of some bonus materials I put there for you guys. And that's pretty much how you do it. Now, like you did with lesson three, you probably should print. I would print the vocabulary list, each list, and then print the quizzes and the final exam and also the answer key for each of these folders. So that way you can work on this offline. Now, this is a lot of information, and it might seem like a lot, but if you look at this particular lesson as three mini lessons, you look at three different lists of vocabulary words with their accompanying audio files, quizzes, and answer keys. Look at it that way and do each one. Do the first 500 words, learn those, take the quizzes. Do the next 500, learn those words, take those quizzes. And then do the third list, learn those words, and take those quizzes. And as I said in my seven-step system, as I introduce you to this, you should aim on the final exam for each list, try to get 85% or higher on that final exam, and that's going to put you in really, really good shape for the TOEFL. All right, so hopefully that makes sense to you. Anyway, thank you for contacting me and asking me how to do this part of the course. It's difficult. It's the groundwork. It's very, very tough. But if you do this, this creates your foundation, your vocabulary foundation to help you in your listening, your reading, your speaking, and your writing. I promise you, if you learn the words in these two lessons, it will really, really increase your TOEFL score. Everything will get better based on learning these words.